Hello there. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. Today is June the 6th. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me today for the program. I'm going to be here for the next 5 minutes. I almost said the next 6 minutes because I'm thinking June the 6th. Today we're going to talk about the greatest commandment, and we'll look to the gospel from today's Daily Mass, the greatest commandment. And that's sometimes we wonder, what is the greatest commandment? What is the one thing I really need to do? And Jesus makes this really clear to us in the gospel from today's Daily Mass. We're going to talk about it. Before we do that, I want to remind you that if you want to find out more about my work or maybe invite me to speak at your parish, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. I have a new book coming out. It's going to be out in August. It's an Advent book. Give you a few months to get ready with it. It's called Find Peace in Advent. It's a daily devotional, very similar to Give Up Worry for Lent, except that it's designed for Advent. So that's going to be coming out soon. You can find out more information about that. You can get on my daily email reflection free of charge. Let not your heart be troubled. I send one out every day. All that can be found at followingthetruth.com. Now let's look at that gospel from today's Daily Mass. It's Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." So it's pretty clear. The greatest commandment, according to Jesus, is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then also Jesus adds the second command, the greatest commandment is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I think this is really good because most of us have heard this before. It's nothing new. But sometimes we can get into the false belief, we can give into the false belief that, well, I'm good to people. I'm nice to people. I take care of my family. I don't really need to go to church on Sunday. And we may have lived that ourselves, or we may know people who do that, and we can sometimes give them a pass and say, but they're really good people, but they're not fulfilling all of the Lord's commandments. God has to come first. Your kids don't even have to come first. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if your child is sick, you don't stay home, you go to Mass. No, the church teaches that you have the obligation to take care of a sick family member at home. It's okay to miss Mass for that. But you also don't want to get into that mindset. And we see more and more of that these days of, well, you know, God understands if I don't go to church on Sunday. My wife really wants to go away for the weekend and I'm just going to skip. I'll say a couple prayers instead. No, that's not loving God with all your heart. That's loving, putting someone else before God. Honestly, that's a false idol. So we got to be really careful about that false God. We don't think we worship false gods, but in reality, we really do sometimes when we put other people, other things before God. Love God and love others, but it really has to be in that order. We can't count on God giving us a pass saying, well, he was nice to other people. He took good care of his family and his friends. He was a great guy. And God's going to say, well, it's okay that you forgot to say your prayers or go to Mass. No, it's not okay. So Jesus, this is not me, right? Don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger. But it's good to know that. It's good to know that. God first, other people second. The two greatest commandments. Good stuff, right? Tough, but good. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.